Exercise D. Listen to an interview with Roy, who was evacuated as a child. Reader, page 90, workbook, page 50.
My name's Wendy, and I'm talking to my friend Roy, who was a small boy when World War II broke out. Can you tell me what it was like to be evacuated and why you were evacuated and what happened?
Yes. I was evacuated because there was a war on. I was fortunate because...
And you lived in London?
I was in London, yes. And I spent most of the war, probably from 42 to 45, living in different parts of the country. But I spent about 3 or 4 years in Oxford. My mother was always with me, and my sister, I had one sister then.
So you were actually evacuated with your mum?
Yes.
Right.
I'm not one of those children that was farmed out to different places. I think the last thing my mum would give up in life is her son, her precious son. So, no, I was always with my mother. And in a way, because I was born in a very tough part of London, to a very poor family, I sometimes look back and think how remarkably lucky I was to be able to spend the early part of my life in the country. I was able to do all those romantic things like go fishing for little fish, sticklebacks, to chase blue butterflies with my coat through cornfields on the way home from school, and to live in a beautiful city, Oxford.
But where did you actually live in Oxford? I mean, how did
you... I lived just outside Oxford, and I went to a little school there.
But were you given the accommodation, or what was the...
No, we moved... I think people volunteered to accept families or bits of families. So for a long while, I lived with a family called the... Yardies, Mr. and Mrs. Yardie, but Mr. Yardie was not there. And her son, my mum always says she took us in because she had a son the same age as me, and she thought that would be a companion for her boy, Arthur. But we didn't, I think we stayed there only for a couple of years. Then I moved to another house nearby. But I did have the advantages of being brought up in the country and doing things I think I might not have done in London.
So in a way, I learned
all those songs and games and...
So in a way, the war was an advantage for you, personally?
In that sense,
in that sense.
I mean, it wasn't an advantage because I didn't see my father for 4 or 5 years. So I grew up without a father, in a sense. I think I saw him probably rarely. When he was finally demobbed in, I think, 1946, it was near my birthday, and one of my uncles had given me some money to go and buy some roller skates. And as I was running to the shop, which was about half a mile away from where I lived, I thought that must be my father passing, but I wasn't sure. And I was so eager to buy the skates, I just ran on. And I don't think my father recognized me.